My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?
Hello and welcome to Dork Addendum 13. I'm reading letters from 2013, so it makes sense. I don't think I'm going to get through 2013 to make it to 2014 for Dork Addendum 14. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. It's the After the Dork Forest. It's Dork Addendum. So Patrick Brady is not fixing this audio. We did just hear Mike Rickberg singing the end of the Dork Forest. This is usually about 15 minutes. I read fan letters. I'm trying to catch up to the current date, which happens to be September 28th, 2015. And I am reading January 17th, 2013. A guy named Gary. Hey, Gary. Oh, that's not right. Weirdly enough, his email address says Gary. He signed it Matt. So maybe Gary and Matt share an email address. Okay. Dear Jackie, I saw your comedy set once and it was great. When are you coming to the Midwest around St. Louis, Missouri to do a show? I don't know. I never do work, Missouri. I did one time with Maria Bamford, and she's doing a show on Netflix, so not doing any stand-up this year, the rest of this year. But it's going to come out next year, and I think it's going to be called Lady Dynamite. And I play a stand-up comic on one episode. So you guys, I can act. Anyway, the next one, is it also from the 17th of January? It is, from a woman named Janet. Hi, Jackie. I was just at the taping of the Dork Forest Live. Oh, cool. And I thought I'd make your life easier and send you the link to the author of the Outlander series regarding sexy men in kilts and time travel that Sean mentioned. Oh, this must have been in Chicago, January 17th, 2013. Hope you didn't freeze on your way to find Chinese food. Thanks, Janet. P.S. Thanks for making the night perfect by saying Bossy Magoo. That always makes me giggle. Well, Sean Patton talked about, we talked about some books. I think that's what this is from. The Outlander series. I tried to read it. I tried to watch it. And then I just read the synopses of the TV show, and I was okay with that. It looks good. It looks good. It's no Cage Baker, you guys. Cage Baker, the Company series, my favorite time travel, historical romance, fiction, science fiction, cool action adventure thing. Anyway, next one, Greg. Another guy named Greg. Except for this guy's name really is Greg. And it's called, he has titled it Godric and Your Canada Visit. This is January 19th, 2013. Hi, Jackie. It was nice to meet you this week. Speaking to you in person, seeing a Dork Forest recording, and your performance as well as my pub investment have made this the best year start to a year I can remember. The poster you signed for me will be hung prominently at the Prince Albert Pub. I hope your Godric show goes well. That was outside of Toronto, I think. And the drive was not too arduous. My family that wanted to come to see you came down with an incredible flu yesterday. Since I had a lot of crap to do on Sunday, including driving back home, I stayed home and got a start on a bunch of stuff I've not had time to do lately. Again, it was wonderful to meet you and see you perform. Please come back to Toronto again soon. And then he signed it, the Elvish from the Dork Forest t-shirt, which means I found it and signed it, Greg. Well, Greg, 2013... You'll be happy to know that in 2016, I am coming to Toronto. I think it's the first week of March, and then I'm also doing Montreal the second week of March. And in between those two times, I have to figure out what I'm doing. I'm thinking of going to New York City and seeing the musical Hamilton, because that is my current dorkdom. Let's go on to the next one, the 19th of January, 2013. Let's talk about that. It is from Janet. Your set last night was great. Hope the second one went well. I knew you were a reader, but after your set, I realized that you are a reader. So I'll warn you about the Jamie books. He's the main sexy guy in the kilt in the Outlander series. Oh, this is Janet again. Hi, Janet. The books start out great, but unfortunately not all the books are great. But if you're hooked and hopeful, so you keep reading. But the first ones are really good. And they hold a special place in my heart because my girlfriend used to tease me about reading books with swords and spaceships. And she's the one that got me into reading the Outlander books. I pointed out that she was reading books with swords and time travel. And the teasing miraculously went away. Have a safe trip back and see you the next time you're in Toronto. By the way, the woman sitting beside me lost it when you talked about dating a nerd. So I asked if her husband had his own curio cabinet. And she said no. In her case, it was a bookcase of manga. Thanks, Janet. Awesome. Hilarious. A man named James writes, also January 20th, 2013. Hey, Jackie, I have been bugging the shit out of my local comedy club, Side Splitters, Knoxville, Tennessee, to book you. So I guess I was wondering if you'd actually come to Bumfuck, Tennessee. If not, I really understand. Otherwise, I would never leave these people alone. Dork Rangers unite. Well, James, I, weirdly enough, am coming to Knoxville. I think I'm coming to Knoxville. I'm doing a comedy festival there, I think, at the end of this month. At the end of this month? The end of November, maybe. I know I'm coming to Knoxville because it is a festival, and I think it has a name, but I believe it to be in Knoxville, Tennessee. And so, James, hopefully I will see you in Knoxville either in October, November, or December. But I think it's November. Yeah, that's a great way to answer that. But that was from 2013. I'm doing it here in 2015. Who then wrote? Another guy named Greg. I am very popular with men named Greg. These are all different men, by the way, named Greg. This is 1/28/2013. Thank you for the great comedy. I enjoy hearing you on 24/7 Comedy and Bob and Tom. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Greg. You are welcome. What about this guy? February 12th, 2013. We're making it through 2013, you guys. Hi, this is Rez Williams. I'm an inspiring comic from Spokane, Washington. Rez Williams, I'm saying your full name because I want you to be an aspiring comic from Spokane, Washington. And if you're a comic, I thought I could read your whole name. So I did. You've been a big inspiration on my goal to do stand-up. I may have made someone to whom English is not their first language. I take it all back. I've never seen you do a show here. I think you have, but I've never made it. I just wanted to tell you, Liam Lesh, which means thank you in Salish. I hope I can see you live. Yeah, this guy, English is not his first language. I seem to have responded to it 2.5 years ago. And I'm sorry for making fun of your Rez, because that's not what the Dork Forest is about. But I do think that people commonly make an error between an inspiring and an aspiring. They're two different words. But since whatever Salish is, I don't speak it at all, and I barely speak English, I'm going to cut you that slack and tell you about Spokane, Washington. I've never been to Spokane, Washington. I'm coming to both Tacoma and Kirkland in the next 6 months, so that'll be something. How about this guy? A guy named Richard on February 13th, day before Valentine's Day. What does it cost to get you and Maria to perform out of town? I would like to do that. I live in Lompoc, California. I don't know if it'll be worth it for you two. I don't know anything about promoting, what size room or security. There's one restaurant with a back room. This is a small town. But if you don't mind, I'd like to know. Thank you, Richard. Well, Richard, it would be very expensive to get me and Maria to perform in a town. I don't know where Lompoc, California is, but it would be thousands of dollars. So, plus air and hotel. I know that Maria's manager is a guy named Bruce Smith at Omnipop. And you could email him, me, just Jackie at JackieCation.com. It looks like I answered you. It would be, I don't know, depends how many shows and if I'm free that weekend and how far Lompoc is. I don't know. I do a bunch of shows. Okay, how about Marcy? Also February 13th, 2013. Saw you on Conan. You were great. I've been a fan for years. Brickle Chip and loved your routine. As an ex-semi-blind cat owner, ex-blind, still cat owner, I adored your bit on context for cats. Is this where I admit that we give our 15-year-old cat fluids every other night? But we get them at Costco at a discount, so that counts for something, yes? Thanks for continuing great comedy, Marcy. You are welcome, Marcy. And that is the LA pet joke that I did on Conan, the first time I was ever on Conan. And then there's a cartoon of it on JackieCation.com. Okay. Greta writes on Valentine's Day 2013, Hi, Jackie. I heard you on You Had to Be There and other various podcasts, and I started getting into the Dork Forest, and I love it. I am also from Wisconsin, Jefferson specifically, went to St. Norbert, but I live in Jersey, so I similarly reference it constantly. I just wanted to drop a note, let you know how much I enjoy your podcast and you. Thanks for many hours of wonderful listening enjoyment, and I will definitely make sure I get to your show the next time you're in New York City. Also, are you still selling magnets? I would like to buy a Dork Forest magnet. Best, Greta. Well, Greta, from 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. I am not. I'm out of magnets. Hopefully I sent you a magnet when you wanted it, because I think I had them 2 years ago. Now I have stickers. I have Dogs of the American Revolution, D-A-R, Dogs of the American Revolution stickers. And I have Spooky Reading Girl stickers on the merch page on JackieCation.com. All right, where am I at? We are at, 10 minutes. This is the last one, you guys. Valentine's Day. I'll do two more. Here we go. Greta's back. Oh, I responded. I said, I have a couple of magnets. So if you use the donate button for $2, I'll send you one to New Jersey. Will do, she says. Go. I don't follow sports, but oddly, my mom knew Vince Lombardi. That's a Wisconsin reference for you. Yes, it is. And the last one will be from Douglas. Ms. Cation. Oh, and it's titled Oddly Personal. Okay, maybe I should have read this before I suggested such a thing. But we're going to go with it, you guys. We're going to go. So here we go. Douglas has written on Valentine's Day, 2013. Ms. Cation, I have just viewed your Risk live show in New York City, 2/23/12. The clip is almost a year old, but relative comments on cyberspace postings are timeless. Yes, they are. And plus, I cleaned that up and put it on the Bandcamp page in the Storytime album, where people can buy it for $1. But if you also Google the words Risk live show in New York City, 2/23/12, you can listen to it for free. Okay, so what did you want to say to me, Douglas? I just wanted you to know that, in my opinion, you are the one with the charisma of the sun. I find it hard to believe that there are people out there who easily outshine you. Well, that is very sweet. I've been a fan of yours for a very long time. It's been about 10 years. I still believe in you. I still believe that you are the top-tier talent. I am hoping above hope that your bit on Conan will lead to great things for your career. It has done quite nicely. Thank you, Douglas. Jackie, there's a wonderfully genuine quality to your performances. I know that being self-defacing is part of your shtick, but let's not lose sight of the fact that Jackie Cation is obviously a very, very special lady all of her own. Please note, I am not a weirdo. I am not some obsessed psycho. I'm not a drunk. I'm not some homely fella living in a basement somewhere in the wilds of Maryland. I'm a normal person with a wife, home, family, friends, etc. I've written you before with the same message for the same reasons. A sincerely happy Valentine's Day to you and yours from one of your fans, Doug. Okay. Well, Doug, this is a very nice letter, and I will say this to it, is I never think anyone's a weirdo. That is such a dork stereotype that I do not enjoy. That's why The Big Bang Theory is hard for me sometimes, because it doesn't feel genuine. It feels like, because everybody's a dork now. Everybody's a nerd. Everybody likes superhero movies and comic books and toys and games and all the things. So I believe that you're a nice guy who likes my comedy and is a good egg. So I'm going to go with that. So that's it, you guys. That is this dork addendum reading of the letters that I got from people. Now, let me talk to you about what I'm a dork about for a couple of minutes. I, Jackie Cation, have been listening to nonstop Hamilton, the original Broadway cast recording, which is free on Spotify. I'm going to turn it down so that I can talk, and you can go look it up yourself. But Hamilton, the Broadway musical, is amazing. And now I have to go back and listen to Matthew Sachs on an earlier episode of The Dork Forest, because I know we talked about Burr and Hamilton, and I've only known about Burr because of Gore Vidal. I don't know anything about... I have a poli-sci degree, but it was international. Indonesia, and I still can't tell you the difference between Suharto and Sukarno. But this, the story of Alexander Hamilton is fascinating. You know, he was 19 in 1776, and Aaron Burr was 20. And they had both graduated, well, Burr had graduated from Princeton, and Alexander Hamilton, I think, had to go back after the war. But he was a general and first aide to Washington. It's a fascinating story. It's a fun album, is what I'm saying. And that is what I've been listening to nonstop, the Alexander Hamilton soundtrack. But I do have this to say. This is one of my favorite. The King George song sounds like Herod from Jesus Christ Superstar. Tell me if I'm wrong. It might be the same story.
The price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. you cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell.
So what I'm saying, that's King George in 1776. Empires fall. I shouldn't sing. Anyway, so but it reminds me of Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar, but that guy's voice also reminds me of the lead singer for the band Harvey Danger. Weird old musical reference from Jackie Cation. Anyway, that's what's been happening here at Ranger Headquarters, you guys. I hope you're doing great. There's some great episodes coming out, and I'm doing another live one this weekend in San Francisco. Yeah, I should probably tell you where I'm coming up. Yeah, I'm going to be in San Francisco at Convolution doing a live Doric Forest with a guy who is amazing, quite honestly. I'm going to massacre his name. His name is Balugan Ojitade. That's probably not how you pronounce it. But his dorkdom, black speculative fiction, anti-bullying, and screenwriting. And he's written like 8 books. And it's sword and sorcery stuff. And he calls it like, I think he calls it, it isn't steampunk, it's steam funk. Because that guy's cool, is what I'm saying. He's from Atlanta. So that's kind of cool. San Francisco Convolution, October 2nd through the 4th. Doing a live Dork Forest and some stand-up. The following weekend, I'm in Portland doing Livewire in Portland, Oregon, which is a PRI show, and that'll be exciting. The following week, October 15th through the 17th, I'm in Tacoma, Washington, and you can come out to that in October. Also, October 22nd through the 24th, Comedy Attic, Bloomington, Indiana, you guys. And October 30th, Kamikaze. Just doing a panel at Kamikaze. So stay tuned, you guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Go to the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com. Donate if you want. Use the Amazon banner. And you know the rules. Take care of each other out there. Okay, bye.